The Winter Olympics get underway next week in Italy, and when those skiers, luges, and bobsledders come hurtling down the mountain, some will be wearing company logos. Some top Olympic athletes can make a lot of money, but most have to rely on anything they can make from commercial endorsements. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
In the run-up to the Olympics, you might catch one of these commercials Nike is about to start running, featuring the top skier on the U.S. men's team, Bodie Miller.
When the challenge gets bigger, I just want to ramp it up more and see what's, I mean, my only worry is that at some point I'm just going to die.
At this point in the ad, you see video of one of Miller's spectacular wipeouts. He loses control of his skis and is going so fast he flips completely upside down, flies for 50 feet through the air, and lands on his head and shoulder.
Until then, I usually charge pretty hard, and it doesn't seem to get any less fun.
Miller is the reigning World Cup ski champion and could win a bunch of medals at Turin. A few Americans heading over to the Winter Olympics, Miller and the figure skater Michelle Kwan, have managed to make millions off their sports careers. But most Olympic hopefuls get very little money by comparison, even when they get lucky enough to land a sponsorship deal.
I'm not getting rich.
That's Tony Benshoff, the number 3 ranked men's single luge slider in the world. He's the top guy on the U.S. team. He's got several corporate sponsorships, and he stands a good chance of medaling at Turin. So how much do you think Benshoff made last year?
I made, maybe $35,000.
And about $25,000 of that came from a job he has at the Home Depot, where he works 6 months of the year and gets 6 months off to train and compete. And Benshoff says he's happy to be making that much. He's 30 years old, and he's been scraping by on a lot less ever since he fell in love with the sport of luge.
I saw it on the 88 Olympics, and I remember specifically saying to my dad, like, how in the heck do these guys stop? You know, this just sounds like it's just the craziest sport. It was just this act of sliding down a hill at 80 miles an hour on the sled. It was really exciting to me.
Soon after, the U.S. luge team was recruiting in Minneapolis near Benshoff's home, and he signed up, started sliding, and was hooked. Since hardly anybody in this country follows these more obscure Olympic sports, companies say they just can't justify spending much money on athletes like Benshoff. Paul Swangard heads up the University of Oregon's Warsaw Sports Marketing Center.
It's hard for them to be able to measure the impact of those dollars being spent against those athletes. You know, in basketball, if they're spending money on LeBron James and his new shoe, you know, results in $100 million in new business, it's a pretty easy math equation to figure out how that's affecting their bottom line.
Swangard says one thing marketers have been doing more recently with Olympic athletes is giving them less money up front, but some bigger incentives if they actually win a medal. Benshoff says those are the kinds of sponsorship deals he's gotten this year. He says still, even winning a gold would get him a total somewhere in the $100,000 range. Not exactly LeBron James money, but after years with thousands of dollars on credit cards, Benshoff says he'd be happy with that. Chris Arnold, NPR News.